potato for purity and dead skin clinging to a swollen lung. Just run me over with your lovely car. I will still breathe, and yes, I know your phenotype. It's in the social making of my skin to damage yours. Fury at a burden and terror at the exit polls. We must kill our own as they are in our togetherness, to split and fracture into types, to turn these types against themselves, yet cannot speak without the motor of some sign to say, I'm here like you are, but different. Shatter white history, but piece together non-Newtonian fluids, the solidity of twins the hospital declared identical, bicker and remain here, always subjugate. And it is not just by law or locked into a frame. You know this. Close the wage gap to better cuff and detain. Against the families are all that are left. Coherent against violence, so who is to claim the future's death against the present's torture gone unnoticed? No, that is too easy signage of a bruise that I don't have and never will. That you could hang me by the cock and call me always male. I am the disarticulation of a threat in softness with a hoarse voice that at least I own. There is no human, and proof is in my family history from Auschwitz to my uncle, who's a fucking screw. Apology is not the answer. Where is this position? And what comes out in wishless doing is the future compressed into a blunt force trauma, high ground as white marble soaked in blood, a voice cried out from logical entrenchments. Oh, universal me, feel the richness of these nutrients that I have sucked out of your soil. Forgive me as I feed my family. Swagger brashly in your argument, a conversation made to spell a distance that does not exist, and I know that I too speak under the wrong sky. Switch my light on and smile at the global division of floods. Where does the sun go, shining on graffiti in a foreign script, and who could look directly up without collapsing? I am you at the UK border force, glittering in the classroom. Touch me there, it is your fascist heart clad in my loving skin. But the problem is more complex than how we are wrapped in each other, like how to evacuate the prisons before the flames. Recently, I've been watching clips of the genre Racist Gets Attacked. They're much more palatable than the self-righteous liberal genre of watch this woman totally destroy racist argument, partly because the latter category misses the point. But still, I think there's something dangerous about the first genre, and it isn't simply that they present individualised acts of attack and revenge as the total domain of fascism and its destruction. I don't necessarily think this is true. If you feel able, you should break these people's ribs. Instead, it's that the videos attempt to frame the entirety of the encounter, as if to present an objective account. To feed and legitimise your hunger for the climax, you must watch more and more abuse be hurled. The more horrific the abuse, the greater the retribution enacted, and with more satisfaction. The mouths that proliferate this particular kind of racism are tiny punctures in a huge balloon. The balloon is called civil society, or white supremacy, or capitalism, or something stupid, and these little pricks in its membrane let out horrific squeals as some of the pressurised gas inside escapes. But you can't punch a balloon, you can't even punch Theresa May. All these false connectives, and don't you know the value of a good bar set low like queer love in the high castle? Now the obvious attacks. We make to save the dead life through the will that does the killing. Don't you just hate hate speech? This bowel movement called a conscience has a race and money that it needs to spend to make more money in the end, so unattend a cell and push misery to the borders of your language, languishing in fences and in fields. Love trumps nothing in the end and sets apart the lover from the history of brutal things to which the present is no end, all this fuss over a way to name our targets. And politics is nothing like that. It is the violent clearing of the sky to let in a light that is the colour of nothing. No exit staircase. Press me to your skin. But do you remember the past? And not just for its exposure, as if to state the evidence for now, but to tear that image, rent and staple to our wrongdoing. Dismantle what loves and swaddles you in civilian rags, points in the algebra of our history. No one life is not that life's mess, no whittling to the perfect subject who could force that light to bend around it. But who comes first in the order of our love's practice is the question and its answer, a torn nail glued back on, but sometimes nails are necessary to dig into your skin.